Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Willie.
Willie. Excellent. Good. Good morning. Good afternoon, Willie. How you doing?
Doing good.
Wonderful.
Are you the one I talked to earlier?
I don't believe so. Let me go ahead and just pull this up here. I understand you spoke with Ivan right now, right? Is this for a greener loss?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. Yes, I see that you spoke with a representative earlier right now. Let me just check if he's available, okay?
All right.
Sit here with you, Willie, okay? Just one more minute. I'm just checking on the escalation video, okay? Just give me one more minute. Okay. So they are currently working on an escalation. Usually they say the account ID is the phone number, right? Have you tried that, Willie?
Yes, but I was on call with, and that was saying due to y'all canceling the account, that I wouldn't even be able to use that number with the other carrier, because y'all need to delete the account that's active for me to be able to port it to a different carrier.
Usually when the account is canceled, we do lose the call tracking number.
So why y'all charging me $30 for that? Y'all said that y'all were charging me $30 for me to keep this number.
Well, let me go ahead and check with tech here. Let's see.
That's what they done. They charged me $100 to keep my domain. Then they charged me $30 to keep my number.
Okay. Yes, I see that here. So that was, okay, that was done last month, right before canceling the account. Once the account was canceled. So I assume that the call tracking's still there, because this is being worked on for a while now. Let me just check with them, okay? Just give me a moment. Yeah, so usually like we said is the account number. Right now we do have an escalation pending with our sync team, which is basically the program that we run. So we have a follow-up, you know, with you as soon as we get a response. But I still don't have an answer yet. From my understanding, if they're looking for it, we should have the account still. Because they gave me another detail, but that may not be the account number.
But the account is, I call actual Sync, and they said account is temp.
That's what Sync said? Okay.
So they said for me to be able to use that number, that y'all have to reactivate that account so I can port that number to a different carrier. And that's when I can be able to still use the number. But they say as of right now, y'all got the account canceled or deactivated, so I can't port the number to a different carrier.
Okay. Okay, so I sent those details out to our tech team so they can look into it further. We're definitely still working on it. I mean, if they charged you for it, we definitely want to make sure that we proceed. We were able to report it. But like we said, we still need an answer from tech if the phone number didn't work as the account number.
Yeah, the phone number then, with the carrier, like I called Verizon, the phone number is not enough. I gave them the phone number and the PIN, but they say they actually need the account number too. But as of right now, Sync says the account is canceled. So.
But did they try using? Okay. I got that, right? Since you spoke with Sync, that's the information that I forwarded with them. But let me ask you, because this porting process, did they just start right now, or did they start, you know, before? Let me see.
They started right today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
They said y'all canceled the account on the 6th.
On the 6th, so four days ago?
Yeah, they said y'all, closed the account. And that's why I can't reuse that number, because y'all got the account closed. And y'all should have kept it active so I could have ported it to a different carrier.
Gotcha.
So I can't keep the number.
Because I see they gave you 2 weeks, basically, for the port, and then they canceled. Okay.
But
You didn't know that we had 2 weeks to get the transfer done?
No, I thought once I paid, I just transferred whenever I wanted to. I didn't know it was actually like a timeline.
Well, I mean, that's something that we gotta keep paying them, right? I mean, if we have it active, we need to pay them, right? So that's why, you know, usually there's a time limit. Now, of course, you know, all calls are recorded for quality assurance, so that's definitely something that we can look into, you know, to fix this. We want to make sure this is resolved really as soon as possible, so you can get your money for it, right? The pack, the what you paid, you want to make sure this is done. But like we said, based on the situation, from what I'm looking at, the account was canceled on the 19th, right? On the 20th, that's when the 2 week timer started, let's say. So on the 6th, that's when the 2 weeks were over. So if you're saying that they say that it was canceled on the 6th, you know, we just want to make sure that was, you know, correctly mentioned. Right, and we can go ahead and do right by you, but we would need a final word from tech to see what our options are, Willie, to see if we can reactivate or see what we could do. Okay. All right. So like I said,
y'all call me back.
Yes, sir. As soon as we get a response from tech, We already have it on our notifications, both me, Ivan. You have a dedicated team to your account. So I'll be keeping a lookout here, and I'll be reaching out so we can just make sure we're on the same page with the number. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the time and the patience.
I have one question.
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, all right? You have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.